Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. A civil rights attorney is alleging that mentally ill women are being severely mistreated inside the South Fulton Municipal Regional Jail. According to the AJC, Southern Center for Human Rights lawyer Sarah Garrity says women are being held in isolation inside filthy jails with inadequate access to medical treatment. In a letter to county officials, Garrity says most of the women face low-level misdemeanor charges and just simply can't afford bail. Fulton State Court Chief Judge Diane Besson called the alleged conditions at the jail unacceptable and says that efforts will be made to address the problem. The Southern Center for Human Rights is asking that the Fulton County Court System change its bail policy for indigent offenders. The group also wants the sheriff's office to hire a mental health expert to ensure that mentally ill detainees are treated properly. This year, more than 1,400 people in Georgia are expected to die from drug overdoses. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Many of those people will be in their 20s. Realtor Jennifer Bryant Hodge wants to change that. She lost a son to addiction 2 years ago, and now she's giving a portion of her profits to address addiction. Her nonprofit, Realty for Rehab, encourages other realtors to do the same.
I knew that there was a way to save lives, and I knew that it could be done through real estate transactions.
Hodge and others attended a memorial held this week at the University of North Georgia to remember those lost to addiction. A judge has cleared the way for a class action lawsuit against CoreCivic. It's the parent company of the Stewart Immigration Detention Center in Southwest Georgia, as GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
The suit describes what lawyers call a deprivation scheme in which labor is the price for detainees to leave the squalid living conditions of what they call the chicken coop. The suit alleges that's where as many as 66 men are packed at a time into a single bunk room without adequate water or sanitation. The suit says detainees who agree to work as cooks or janitors leave the chicken coop but are threatened with a return or even solitary confinement should they decide to quit. In denying CoreCivic's motion to block the suit, federal judge for Georgia's Middle District Clay Land acknowledges the allegations as plausible, if yet unproven. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
College football will kick off all across the country tomorrow, including a battle between two top 10 teams here in Atlanta. GPB's Taylor Gant has that story.
7th-ranked Washington and 8th-ranked Auburn will play in the nationally televised Chick-fil-A kickoff game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. A win for either team would give them an early head start towards qualifying for the college football playoff at the end of the year. UGA will also begin its season on Saturday with a decidedly easier matchup. The Dogs will face Tennessee's Austin Peay State University in Athens. As for the Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech, they'll look to start the season with a win at home tomorrow when they play Alcorn State at Bobby Dodd Stadium. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Atlanta police say at least 700,000 people are expected to celebrate the Labor Day weekend here in Atlanta. There are several events happening, including those football games, Dragon Con, which has a big parade planned for tomorrow, and a Black Gay Pride event at Piedmont Park that's expected to draw 30,000 people. For more news, please visit us at gpbnews.org, where we are streaming online as well.